the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hi everyone, welcome.
I actually went to his concert.
This makes no sense.
Well, it makes sense if you listen to the show and at the other end of it.
Here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Yeehaw!
Friday.
Oh, look. It's been a long week with you, Lise.
It is. And the week isn't over yet, Sarah, because I'm going to ask you. You know that tomorrow is my son Remy's first communion?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you have some way weaseled your way into the festivities.
Yes, I have.
Will you be attending the actual communion mass prior?
No, I won't. No.
So you're coming to the party.
I'm coming to the party. I'm going to the after party. Yes. Well, I wasn't going to go. And then you told me your grandparents were so excited to meet me.
Yeah, they are.
That I said, okay, I'm coming. And I'm bringing my children and a couple of their friends.
What? Sarah, it's
no,
a pizza party.
See,
it's pizza
good.
And champagne.
And
champagne
because
and
I know you're French, you guys do everything next level. Like, this is very different from my family party where we'll just have like cheesels and cheap wine on the table. Whereas you...
No, this will be cash. It'll be a cash affair at the car wars.
It'll be premium economy. Let's not deny. Okay.
Not quite business, but certainly better than economy.
Certainly Qantas premium economy, as opposed to my Tiger Air.
Well, tell the kids to bring their togs because, you know, my boys are going to be jumping into the pool off ladders, so.
It's those
standard.
Two girls.
I'm so nervous already.
Let's have an interesting chat here, Sarah, because I recently met a pair of old hippies who believe.
Please don't talk about Wills and I like that.
You are so far removed from being a hippie. It's not even funny. I met this delightful couple. They were old hippies who believed that the name you were given before you were born does not accurately represent the person you become.
Where did you meet these old hippies?
You know, my sister lives in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
So whenever I go there, I meet old hippies. I just hang with the old hippies.
So,
what is happening?
Just listen, did you actually hear what I said about the name thing? These people do not, these people did not name their child Sarah. They let their child name herself. So they gave her a name when she was born, a rando name, just whatever, Janine or something. They didn't think she was a Janine, but for the purpose of a birth certificate, they assigned a name to her. When she was 12, she picked her own name. They said, you will know, you will feel it in your waters what is right for you. You are not a Janine. The decision is yours.
So what? So she was called Janine up until she was 12
well,
and all of a sudden she decided what her name would be.
Correct.
So what was her name? What did she choose instead of Janine?
Look, she landed on Mint.
What?
That's Mint.
This proves the whole theory that what a ridiculous, what an outrageous, what a stupid decision that is.
Well, but is there something in giving your children a name that they won't like or involving them in the process of choosing a name later in life when they feel the name?
All through school, she had this random name and it's just not stuck now.
And she was like, no, I'm sorry, Mrs. Roberts, but please call me Mint from here on in. What?
Well, listen, some people
I know,
live
you're
like
just
that,
the hippie.
Sarah.
Oh,
I'm
rubbish.
Not the hippie.
A tiny minority. A minority of a minority. That doesn't mean the rest of us have to think that's
I'm
all right.
I'm just asking your opinion on it.
Although in saying that,
so do
as
you
a Sarah
feel like...
born in 1980, there were at least five or six Sarahs in every single class that I had growing up.
I mean,
and
do
I did
you
wish
feel...
for a slightly more exotic name.
Do you feel your life
like
would've...
Hannah? Hannah was my dream name.
I don't think Hannah's exotic. I
oh,
wouldn't
it was,
call it an
it was
exotic
to me back
name.
Then.
Do you think your life would have turned out differently were you named something other than Sarah?
Something
because Sarah is very traditional. Sarah is very safe. Sarah is very
and that's
conservative.
Who I, that's
and
who
that
I am
is
as a person.
Who you have become. Have you become a Sarah instead of actually being?
I mean, some people take a long time to grow into their names. I've got a friend who's a couple of years younger than me and she's a Deborah. And she never feels that she will grow into her name until she's about 50. So it's an evolving name. My own mother's name is Beryl. She questioned her mother, why on earth she called her sixth born child Beryl, and grandma said it meant a precious gem. She said, why couldn't have you gone with Pearl?
I mean, what if your name was something actually exotic? Would you have gone down a different path entirely is my question. I think it's an interesting one.
Are you baiting me to say like Lees?
No.
Do you think your life would have turned out differently if you had a more traditional name?
Like Lisa.
I think I had to be resilient with my name. I had to just learn not to take myself too seriously because people always got it wrong, and I had to be okay with people not knowing. Maybe I do seek approval too much.
Wow.
What would you have changed? Okay, if your parents had done this to you and they just put Lees on your birth certificate as a gap fill until you chose your name, what would you have chosen?
At 12 years old.
Say Sarah. Sarah.
Maybe I would have chosen Sarah, you know, just to fit in, just to be banal.
Shut up, Lisa.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Coming up before 6, the one word song game is back. Lees is in the lead. I'm hoping you can bring it back, Sarah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I'm just sick of being a loser in everything in life.
Oh, and that's stop it. You're such a victim. You know, what are you a loser at?
Well,
Let me list thine ways.
Radio.
You two, take a life. Flying leap off a short pier. Now.
Insults? I've lost.
Look. I'm upset because I'm getting a lot of flack about my cooking, all right? Yeah. A lot of flack. Now, I make I don't have any, I hate the kitchen. I can't even speak about enjoying the kitchen remotely, yeah. Okay?
You're very honest about that.
To the point where my husband's nickname for me is now Takeaway Sally, because wherever I can get takeaway for my family, I will do it.
And when you say takeaway, you mean the healthy stuff, like sushi and stuff.
I'm not at Macca's every night.
No, you're not doing the greasy.
No. But when I do cook, when I make the effort to spend time in that most hated of all places in my home, what I produce is always received negatively. Now, I don't see what the problem is with cooking tuna casserole and apricot chicken.
Oh,
okay. Sarah's, I know they are older style recipes, but they are what I grew up with. They make me feel warm and loved because I just think of mum.
Do your children feel warm and loved when they ingest tuna casserole?
They act like it's they're drinking and eating from a poisoned chalice.
What is apricot chicken, just quietly? I don't think I've ever had it.
Sarah's made me her apricot chicken and I will eat anything. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, but essentially she just puts chicken.
You put a tin of apricots
and then
a tin of
apricot jam
and some
in there.
Chicken.
Oh, Sarah.
And it's good.
Oh,
well,
Sarah.
I think it's good. But why is acts of service not a love language? So cooking, it doesn't matter what it is. And the tuna casserole I make, I actually put cornflakes on top of it. I put cornflakes on top of it for crunch. And then, paprika, all right? There's a bloody spice in there.
You didn't tell me that was paprika.
Isn't there a place in society for slightly retro recipes?
Take away the word slightly. What you are
aged
cooking
care homes?
Is, yeah. I think you underestimate your ability in the kitchen. Anyone can cook something. You're just falling back on these very old school recipes when you could probably spend less time in the kitchen and make something a little bit more du jour.
Well, I mean, I also have a curry recipe that has banana and sultanas in it. But I've lost the piece of paper. And by lost, I found one of my children ripping it up.
Through the shredder.
I feel like, you know, do you also still serve angels on horseback?
I love those.
What isn't angels on horseback?
It's wrapped in bacon. It's actually a very, very tasty hors d'oeuvre.
And it has the added benefit of keeping you very regular.
It was very hot in the 80s.
I don't know why I'm friends with either of you.
One of us is over the hump of book week. Sarah, you're through it.
I'm through it.
You're through it.
Made
you're
it
a survivor.
Through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through.
I am in the thick of it because my boys have their book week at the end of next week. So I am in full costume. I'm in debilitating costume mode. I don't want to do it. I'm tired of this cross that I bear.
Tell me, once kids get to high school, there are no more book weeks or dress-up days, are there?
Can't we just pay a levy and be done with it? We've got a lot to say about this.
Well, we've got a lot to sing about this, actually.
Da-da-da-da. What's that in my email?
It's school setting us up to fail.
Bugger, that's our weekend derailed.
Book week is here again.
Children, pull out the costume box.
I don't care what you like or want.
How about Fantastic Mr. Fox?
I don't have time for this.
Well, now it's book week.
Add it to my pile week.
Really hate my life week.
I'm no good at craft week.
I'm that bad type.
Make my children sad type.
I'm also really mad type.
Might get in a fist fight.
I hate book week.
Duh. Honestly, make this go away. Make this whole thing go away. Just read already.
I hate book week.
Who would you go with?
I don't read. I do.
Those two girls.
Just one, just one, just one. Yes, every week we round out the last 5 days with the ultimate radio game, one-word song game, where Azzy plays a snippet, a mere one word from a very popular song, and Lise and I have to guess it by title and artist. It's a hell of a lot harder than it sounds.
It gets intense in here. We know that from last week. Mm-hmm. I put everything I have as a person this game. I can't help myself. It's very tricky. Let's play it.
Our scores are currently 13-6 in favour of Lee's.
I know that people are playing along in their cars because they're saying to us in messages that they're screaming at the radio.
Because you guys are so bad.
Because we are so, well, you know.
Let's get into word number one. It is...
Dance floor.
I know you know, I know you know. Hold on.
Dance floor.
I know.
On the dance floor where the beat starts trumpeting and the thing starts bumping. I'll never know when I get the bound junkin'.
No!
It's not that.
Men in Black, and it is.
That's not
who
it.
Is that guy, Sarah? Will Smith, Men in Black.
No.
What?
Do you want another
dance
shot?
Dance floor. Yeah.
Dance floor.
It is Will Smith.
Oh, okay.
Dance floor.
Fresh Prince of.
Here comes.
Nah.
No, what
let's
is
call it?
It
there.
What is it?
It was Getting Jiggy With It.
Oh, Getting Jiggy With It.
I thought that was the same song. Getting Jiggy With It.
Yeah.
Men in Black. No.
All right.
Shitters.
Okay.
That one was a wash. Let's get into word number two.
Insane. Your voice.
Insane.
Oh, God. And then it goes into...
your heart. Tang, tang. Tang, tang. Tang, tang. Tang, tang. Tang, tang. Tang, tang.
Tang, tang. Tang, tang.
Why are you doing body rolls beside me? Just use your voice, not your whole body.
It's called Closer by the Chainsmokers.
We're not cool enough for that.
Take it back in time.
Closer in the back street of my Rover.
Oh, you
when
know it
you
now.
Know
okay,
you
next
can
one.
And on it. Yep.
All right, next word. You guys aren't very good so far.
And it goes on and on and on and on. The we didn't start the fire. Midnight oil. The beds are burning. The beds are burning by midnight
we
oil.
We didn't start. No. Play it again.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning. Though we didn't. We tried to fight it.
I can't even hear the word.
Turning.
Can you?
We didn't start the fire. It was always something, and they're trying to find a blood.
And
we
didn't
stop the fire. Peter Garrett.
It's not Australian.
What? Isn't it? Are we?
Can
are we
play
singing
it again?
The right song?
Yes.
Is it?
Oh,
we didn't start.
It's Phil Collins.
It's
we didn't
definitely
start the
not.
It's Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire.
Oh! Sarah's got the point.
Oh, God, it's happened. 13-7. I'm only six behind you, Lee.
What a disappointing round that was.
You go into dance fight mode, like Despicable Me 3, with your like bloody Balthazar
they
brat
were really
when you
hard.
Start trying to sing a song.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the show, the one word song game.
Yeah, I now remember that I went to Billy Joel's concert.
Where?
At the Entertainment Centre at Brisbane, Boondall.
Why?
Well, because Wills had bought tickets to go, but he couldn't go, so I ended up taking a friend. And it was great. You realise how many Billy Joel songs are out there that you know?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Crazy. Like Carole King.
Oh, don't get us started
okay.
on this again.
Carole King wrote so
many
songs
that we, you and I know. songs that you wouldn't believe.
Do you want a bonus
but they
round?
They are Carole King.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
For giving me. Thank you.
For giving me.
Whoa. Hang on, I'm just going to think. Thank you for giving me.
This is not good.
You can't touch this MC Hammer.
She's got it.
Double win for Sarah.
Knew I'd get there. If you can just get to the chorus, like
it's
that's
so
where the battle
hard.
Happens between Lise and me.
Incredible.
And we do some weird form of scatting.
Any other
like
business?
We're speaking some African dialect.
No, wait, you know what? We aren't in a boardroom meeting, Aaron. We don't have an agenda.
We need a pod. I need a podcast agenda because we waffle without an agenda.
Yeah, well, we waffle with an agenda too.
I'll take minutes. I'll keep the minutes of the podcast.
Okay. Well, I have no further business to action.
I've mentally checked out.
It's the weekend.
Oh, we know.
All right, I'll see you guys on Monday.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.